Confidence ingredient number 4, courage. It's a virtue mentioned in nearly every fairy tale, but the need for courage in pursuit of the well life is sometimes diluted by an emphasis on things like business skills, education, networking, and hard work. These other qualities are nothing to scoff at, but timidity, risk aversion, and fear can undermine the best laid plans and the most impressive skill set. We understand that not everyone is adventurous nor extroverted, but even for the introvert who wants a stable and peaceful life, there will come times when courage will allow for a deeper experience of peace and a richer experience of life's wonders. Although not everyone faces overt conflict, physical danger, or great financial risk where the need for courage is clear, each of us has areas of life and areas of our own mind that we've chosen to avoid. Each of us has shadow work to do, to heal the unilluminated parts of ourselves, and it takes courage to willingly face our pain, fear, and darkness. On the other side, a more liberated and joyous existence awaits us. Some of the most powerful ways to build courage have already been discussed. We'll review those now and introduce a few more. 1. Building self-trust, which we discussed in this chapter and the previous one, makes us more courageous because we know we can trust ourselves to manage with honesty and integrity whatever comes up. 2. If you've begun the cleanup work in Chapter 3, you probably have a sense of the courage required and the return in the form of immediate lightness that results from this work. It's likely that you have an emerging understanding of just what's at stake when you're not courageous. The conflicts you didn't resolve, the communications you didn't make, the agreements you didn't keep, these all leave a weighty residue that degrades this precious life. Moreover, while much of what we've repressed into what Carl Jung calls the shadow aspect is painful memories and negative parts of our personality that we disapprove of, sometimes we discover virtuous and powerful facets of ourselves hidden there, which, for whatever reason, we were previously unable to accept. It takes courage to fully embody our power, but it awakens us to a new magnitude of possibility. 3. Strengthening your lower dantian gives you power to draw on and anchors you so that you'll be less prone to be overcome by strong emotion. Besides an ongoing focus on this point and breathing deep into the pelvic bowl as we discussed, a more regimented practice of Qigong, Tai Chi, or traditional martial arts will yield a faster and more significant benefit to your courage. 4. Rehearse. Before a performance or a challenging task, visualize or act out the scenario exactly as you want it to go. Start your mental movie a few moments before the task begins, seeing and feeling yourself experiencing peace and confidence as you enter the scene. Guide yourself through the situation with as much detail as possible in your mind's eye. Imagine that you're creating a precise script of exactly how the story will go. Run over the script repeatedly, feeling your courage and calm throughout the story, so that you feel it has been memorized by both your mind and body. 5. Acknowledge your acts of courage. Get a piece of paper, open your journal, or start a blank document on your computer and write "My Acts of Courage" at the top of the page. You can also download a PDF version of this worksheet at www.thewelllifebook.com/resources, and the PDF's been included with this audiobook. Listen to the list of examples that follows, and then make a list of 10 examples where you've been courageous in the past or are courageous on a daily basis. Remember that the need for courage is subjective. Based on different backgrounds, what might be natural for one person, say jumping into the ocean, might require mustering courage for another.